Let's go to the phones right now. JD's on the line from Dalton, Georgia, listening over our flagship station, WDYN. Hi, JD. What's your question?
Well, first, I'd like to say that WDYN carries your daily program a few minutes after 5 each afternoon.
Isn't that great? I love those people over at WDYN, Tommy Sneed and all of them, man. Praise the Lord. We gave them a copy of the broadcast, and Tom said, hey, how would you like it to go at 5:05? I said, man, you can't have a better time than that, so I appreciate WDYN.
I've enjoyed listening to your conversation with Dr. Pentecost, and this is a question that I'd love to hear his response to also, but I know you've gone, but... After we're taken out, after the rapture, Jimmy, do you think that we'll be able to observe events unfolding on the earth, or will we be busy with our own judgment?
Well, you know what? I do believe there's a period of time, J.D., between the rapture of the church and the beginning of the seven-year period of time. I don't know how much time. The Bible is absolutely silent on it. But after the rapture, you have to have the revived Roman Empire come into existence and gel its existence. Then the little horn comes out of those 10 horns. That's the Antichrist. And then he will confirm a peace treaty with Israel. So those are three events that have to happen. How long that would take, really, nobody knows. It could be very quick, but there will be a period of time. It's that time between the rapture of the church and the beginning of the seven-year tribulation period, I believe that the judgment seat of Christ will take place, and there we will be meted out rewards for those works that we've done in his power for his glory, or we'll suffer loss for those works we do in our own power and for our own glory. That's called the judgment seat of Christ. We take those crowns and we then cast them at the feet of Jesus Christ. That is preparing us to have our wedding gowns purified, because when you talk about the righteous works of believers, that will be that material that makes up our wedding gown according to the book of Revelation chapter 19. And then we are going to be married in a marriage ceremony to Jesus Christ after our works have been judged and either given rewards or loss of reward, whatever. We go with our wedding gown to be married to Jesus Christ. At that point,